latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Over the past few months, we've seen a lot of changes in the way that music is released online and on radio. Several Christian artists, including Torrin Wells, have taken the collaboration path, recording what are essentially duets with other big names. For example, he's recorded Up with Erica Campbell from Mary Mary, Something Better with Blanca, Joy in the Morning with Elevation Worship, Fake It with Aaron Cole, and Famous For with Jen Johnson. Lauren Daigle is another master of this. She's collaborated with CeCe Winans, Reba McEntire, Petey Martin, The Belonging Co., Need to Breathe, Switchfoot, John Foreman, and Chris Tomlin. No wonder she's the most successful Christian artist on the planet. So why are they doing it? If you're a Christian pop artist and you pair yourself with a worship act, you're being introduced to their fan base and vice versa. It's a win-win. You're building your fan and supporter base. If you're Caucasian and you record with an African-American, you're being introduced to their community. Another win-win, because that's an audience you previously had little access to. Others, including Mac Powell, the former lead singer of Third Day, says increasing the frequency of one's releases helps Christian artists stay relevant and on top of mind with their audience. He suggests releasing new music every 6 to 8 weeks.
It's very different now than my time with Third Day. Back in the day, you'd have a radio single, you might release that early before the record, and that was it. Now it seems like kind of a new way of doing things, at least in the States, and I've noticed that too in the past year or so. It seems like when there's new records coming out, people, they kind of slowly put out new songs. For example, for me, I think you can hear almost half of the record streaming before it's even released the full album. People are able to get a taste of the record and have a good feel of what's happening on the album. It's just a new process, and I'm excited about that.
Wes Jay from Woodlands Media, who looks after the promotion schedule for many of Australia's top Christian acts, says that artists can increase their chances of being listened to online by releasing singles instead of albums. He says this offers other benefits too, stating that it costs less to produce one song compared to an album. You can release music more frequently. You don't have to manufacture physical copies like a CD and vinyl. It's easier to concentrate one's marketing efforts on a single, and it's much lower risk to test out promotional strategies and new sounds or styles artistically. Wes says albums will always have a place in music, especially when they're created to deliver a theme or tell a story. He adds that regardless of what you choose to release, you'll always want to lead with a single to capture attention and build hype for whatever's coming next. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.